Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel. On today's A Winnipeg Slice, Christine sits down with Candace Mitchell, General Manager at Archangel Fireworks, to learn about the huge fireworks celebration planned for Canada's 150th birthday.
Every year, fireworks obviously play a huge role in celebrating Canada Day, and I'm curious if every year there's a certain set of fireworks that are particularly popular, or is it the same from year to year?
You know what? Every year it tends to vary. What Archangel specializes in is all of the people that work for us actually shoot fireworks professionally as well. So not only does Archangel have the storefront, we're also responsible for a lot of the productions of fireworks that people see in communities. So what we try to do is bring that level of knowledge to the average consumer. So we'll explain the proper setting up of it, where they should shoot it, what their site looks like, precautions that they should take. But the one thing we try to do is make every single show unique. So there isn't one specific firework that everybody loves. I mean, there's a lot of things that we suggest that people really like. For example, this year we have a pre-made package that's already choreographed 150 for 150. So outside of that, no, we do our best to make sure that every show that leaves our building is original.
I was kind of imagining it when you're putting together firework displays, it's almost like arranging flowers. You have to figure out what works and what doesn't. So how do you figure out which fireworks work together? Do you just have to practice, or is there a way to do that?
A lot of it comes with on-site training, for sure. Knowing what looks nice together, but standard colors, you know, I really like the fact that orange and blue look nice together. Obviously, red and white is going to be huge this year because we're all super excited about Canada's 150th. But there's a lot of testing that's done that we do behind the scenes that people don't know about, so that when we do present a display to a customer or to a community, we kind of know exactly what it's going to look like.
For sure. So you've also put together displays for the Forks, who they're promising a show unlike every other to celebrate Canada 150. So when a client comes to you asking to make their show bigger and better than ever, what does that mean for you, or what changes are you making?
Oh, we've got a lot of really fun things in store. I don't want to give too much away, but our plan also this year is to bring 150 to life, literally.
Wow, sounds awesome. So yeah, I won't make you give away any secrets. So Candace, thanks so much for speaking with me today, and good luck wrapping everything up for Canada Day.
Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.